You're listening to Central Time. I'm Rob Ferret. According to the 2020 census, the population of Americans aged 65 and older saw its largest ever 10-year numeric gain, an increase of 15.5 million people from 2010 to 2020. That group also had its fastest growth rate of any decade since the 1880s, largest ever percentage point increase relative to the rest of the population. If that trend is sounding familiar, you may have heard the term silver tsunami. The baby boom generation started turning 65 back in 2011. As a result, the demand for senior services has been steadily increasing. At the same time, there's a growing need for training and recruiting workers for senior living and other services for older adults. The national trade group Argentum, which works with companies that own and operate senior living communities, forecasts that by 2040, there will be 3 million job openings for senior living. A program that started at UW-Eau Claire is working to meet the need for workers in senior services, and you could join in at 800-642-1234. Is that you? Do you work or have you worked in some form of senior care or services? What led you into that line of work? What kind of training did you have? Did the pandemic impact your employment at all? And did you leave that line of work? And what questions do you have about getting into professional senior care of any kind? Join in at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234 or post on the Ideas Network Facebook page. Doug Olson is president and CEO of Vision Center, a nonprofit organization focused on leadership development for aging services. For more than two decades, he was with UW-Eau Claire's nationally recognized healthcare administration program and director of the Center for Health Administration and Aging Services Excellence. Doug, welcome to Central Time.
Thank you, Rob.
And Shayana Vanale is also with us. Shayana is currently pursuing a degree in healthcare administration at UW-Eau Claire while working as a caregiver in the memory care unit of a senior living community. She's a member of the Vision Center Advisory Council. Shay, thanks for being with us.
Thank you for having me.
Doug, take us back to the start of this healthcare administration program at UW-Eau Claire. What problem were you trying to solve?
Well, the healthcare administration program at UW-Eau Claire has been around since 1976 and was a very solid program, one of the few in the state for sure and in the country. We had kind of a big shift around 2000. The godfather of the program, Gene Decker, did a great job running it for many years. But then we took it to a different level and we formed what you mentioned before, this thing called CHASE, the Center for Health Administration and Aging Services Excellence. And that program was really all about bridging providers and the university together to kind of work on really making it a solid program for students aspiring to be looking for a career in aging services leadership, and that's really been our focus.
And then here we are in 2023, Doug. What are some of the biggest challenges in bringing people into this line of work?
Well, we actually had done a lot of things at Eau Claire that we're kind of using to move forward with this new Vision Center. One of the things that we kind of really emphasized was the importance of that field experience administrative training program that allows people to go out after their time on the campus with solid curriculum and then moving to a place where they can learn the practice and the trade of leading organizations that are taking care of people's parents and grandparents. And that significant shift was we also mandated that it would be a paid experience so we could get the very best talent to do the work and learn the practice of senior living administration and do exceptional things around providing the best quality and services possible for those individuals living or needing to live in a setting or requiring services too, because the spectrum has changed a ton over the years, Rob.
And Shay, let's bring you in. What made you want to study to prepare for a job in senior living and care?
Honestly, it is not what I came into college looking for. I was a bio pre-med major, and I feel like a lot of times in high school, you kind of get two options. If you want to be in healthcare and you want to help people, you can be a doctor or a nurse. So I was like, okay, I like kids. I'm going to be a pediatrician. And then by second semester, I was kind of feeling the weight of the student loans were not going away, and I still had 8 to 12 more years of school before I could start paying those down. So I was sitting in my chemistry class the first week, and this kid next to me was like, I'm an HCAD, and I'm taking this class for fun. And I'm like, okay, well, I hate chemistry, so you're weird for taking this class for fun, because that is not me. But tell me more about HCAD. And so he told me a little bit more, and I loved the fact that they said it was a heart for caring and a head for business. So I went back to my dorm room, joined HCAD 101, and within 2 weeks I had switched my major and also joined the student org on campus and tracked Doug down and begged him to give me an internship.
HCAD, Healthcare Administration. Shay, what is it? You're also doing some work as a caregiver now. What would you say to people who, you know, maybe that line of work isn't on their radar about what a fulfilling line of work it could be?
I'd say just give it a shot. I definitely had the same fears as many people do have that senior living homes are kind of smelly and scary and dark. And just getting inside of them, whether it's visiting a family or a friend or even volunteering, whatever you can do to get inside and realize they aren't the stigma that follows them, I think that really turns people's heads around and makes them double think about what senior living can offer them.
We're talking about a program that came out of UW-Eau Claire that tries to bring professionals into senior care to work in various kinds of senior care facilities. Doug Olson is with us, president and CEO of Vision Center, and Shay Van Ael, who is going through the program at UW-Eau Claire, working in a center herself. And you can join in at 800-642-1234. Have you worked in senior care yourself at any level? Love to hear your experiences, how you got into it, the challenges. Do you or your family member count on people doing these jobs? Are there enough of them out there? Join in at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234 or email ideas@wpr.org. Doug, we see a lot of lines of work saying, hey, we're not finding the staffing we need. We have a shortage of workers. Is that particularly true in 2023 for various kinds of senior care work right now?
Yeah, that trend in all industries right now is impacting senior living as much, if not more. I think COVID really amped up the challenges in senior living, and I think there are many heroes that rose to the occasion, but it certainly has been one of those that we've really worked hard, not only through Eau Claire, but through the Vision Center, to start changing the narrative about these jobs really fulfill purpose, provide meaning, have a variety of possibilities with them. Our particular focus, Rob, is all about finding good leaders, because good leaders, stable leaders, talented leaders help that culture and that workforce tremendously. And that's one of the areas that we see when you talked about the number of people that are not going to be in with positions that are unfulfilled. We estimate probably 250,000 of those jobs are in the leadership roles. So it's one of those things that at the core of what we're trying to do is not just replicate, but try to expand the landscape of senior living leadership programs across the country.
Shay, can you talk about the kind of things you're getting in your classes that are you hopefully preparing you to be a leader, maybe an administrator in senior care?
So one of the great things about the UW-Eau Claire program is that during your final year, what that would be on campus, you are put into a long-term care facility where you are working as the assistant administrator. So for my senior year, that is what I'm doing now. And some of the things that I've learned in classes don't compare to what you see in the facilities. You can learn about the statistics and the F tags and everything all day long, but until you're in the community, talking with the residents, talking with the staff, feeling them for what they think needs to improve, the classes don't mean much once you can get that hands-on experience.
We're talking about efforts to train people for work in professional senior care, a program started here in Wisconsin. Our guests are Shay Van Ael, who's currently pursuing a degree in healthcare administration at UW-Eau Claire and working as a caregiver in the memory care unit of a senior living community. And Doug Olson is with us, formerly director of UW-Eau Claire's Center for Health Administration and Aging Services Excellence, currently president and CEO of Vision Center, a nonprofit focused on leadership development for aging services, taking some lessons from Eau Claire and sharing them around the country. You can join in at 800-642-1234. Do you have questions for our guests, either about studying to join the senior care field or addressing the workforce gap? Are you one of the baby boomers who's hoping people go into this line of work and provide some of the services you're looking for, or maybe for a family member of yours? If you work in this industry, love to hear your perspective as well. Join in now at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. You can also post on the Ideas Network Facebook page. We'll pick up the conversation coming up on Central Time. This is Central Time. I'm Rob Ferret. We're talking about efforts to train people for work in professional senior care and a program that started here in Wisconsin. Our guests are Shay Van Isle, currently pursuing a degree in healthcare administration at UW-Eau Claire, and Doug Olson, president and CEO of Vision Center. That's a nonprofit that works on these issues, bringing lessons from Wisconsin to the rest of the country. And you can join in at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. You can also post on the Ideas Network Facebook page. Doug, can you talk about the gaps you see out there in the kind of academic training, the kind of work you've done in Eau Claire and now around the country that you're trying to fill here?
Really focused around coordinating partnerships between providers and universities, providing a new narrative about the field, and also providing resources. We started this journey about 5 years ago with a sabbatical I did, bringing together all these stakeholders across the various sectors of the field. And once we got started with that, what turned out to be a project turned into a momentum, and now is an initiative that is really focused around trying to bring universities to a place where they're graduating more students that are either at an undergraduate, graduate, or even a mid-career from university programs. So we started working with about 20 universities. We moved that up to about 40, and now once we launched last fall, it's been about 60. And we're working with them in a variety of ways to help them accelerate the development and growth of these programs. These are not programs, like Shay said, you know, these are not programs that someone comes into a university always and is really, it's not front and center like accounting or biology or chemistry or nursing. And so we've really tried to raise the bar around what we're doing with universities across the country. And we have done some things around assessing what early career paths people are looking for from a student perspective. We're doing some innovative stuff around field experiences. That is really what Shay talked about is the secret sauce of these programs. That's really where the hands-on learning and problem solving and really understanding how you're working with people and for people really happen. I always get a kick out of Shay saying she's learned more in 3 months in her field experience than she did on campus. But it's so critically important. And you know, we've really worked hard. We do a symposium every year. We have webinars. We have other things that are really kind of advancing the field. And you know, when you mention it grew out of Eau Claire, there's a lot of best practices that came from Eau Claire. But there's a lot of things we're learning as we work with other universities across the country. We're working with universities in the West, the Midwest, the East, the South, and each of them come from different kind of perspectives. Some will come out of a hospitality school, some come out of a business school, some come out of a health science school. So collectively, we're kind of all learning together, and we're making great progress.
Let's bring on a caller at 800-642-1234. Nancy is with us in Grafton. Nancy, hi.
I just have to tell you that I had a very, very large family. I had a lot of children of my own, but I always had wanted to be a nurse. And, of course, then it was a little too late to go to college or school to be a nurse. But I could be a nursing assistant, and I went to tech school, and I was a nursing assistant at our county nursing home for a long, long time. And I'm telling you, I loved the people that I cared for. And the thing is, it reminded me of when my dad was in a nursing home up in up north. Anyhow, I went to see him one day, and the door was closed, and knocked on the door, and a gal said, "Oh, you can't come in now. We're doing a dressing." I said, "I'm coming in. I'm a nursing assistant. I've seen it all." I had not seen it all. My father was I could see his bones in his back because obviously they had not transferred him or taken care of him and turned him and such things. And then I called the state and I told them, and they they told me that they were only following doctor's orders. And I'm telling you, I never saw anything like that before. But even after I retired from the, from our county nursing home here, I took care of so many people. I was, you know, with them when they died in their homes. And
Nancy, I got you. We don't have a lot of time left, but thanks for sharing your experience. Now, Shay, I'm hearing from Nancy the value of caring if you're going into this line of work. And really, it sounds like based on her experience with her dad, she wanted to put all of herself into the care she was giving to people. How important is that, being willing to have that, I guess, that emotional vested interest in the work you're doing?
It's huge. The long-term care industry is hard. It is not easy. It's not even fun some days. And it is something that if you do not have the passion for this field, you're not going to succeed. And that's why these paid internships are so big, because it gives you the opportunity to see if this is what you want to do before you jump in, because the residents and the staff don't deserve someone who doesn't care. And that is something that my current preceptor is huge on, is these grow-as-you-go programs where she wants the CNAs to become TMAs and RNs and LPNs and directors of nursing. She wants to encourage the passion with everyone and show them that they can be more than what they are today. If they have the passion, they can do anything in this field.
Nancy, thanks for sharing your experience. We're talking about an effort to bring more people into senior care at the highest levels and at all points. Doug Olson is with us, president and CEO of the group Vision Center, and Shay Van Isle is at UW-Eau Claire studying to do this. Still time for your calls at 800-642-1234. Doug, you and Shay have both said something along the lines of, you know, nobody goes into college thinking they're going to go into this line of work. You know, I know some fields were reaching into high school saying, hey, put this on your radar as a potential career. Is that maybe a next step?
Yeah, we are already. First of all, I want to, Nancy, I'm sorry about that one situation with your loved one. I also worked as a nursing assistant, and I would echo what Shay said. It takes passion. It's hard work. They're never paid enough for what they do, and I think society really values. During COVID, we saw how much family members and community members valued, how much those staff members really contributed to the quality of life for their person. You know, one of the things that we are doing, Rob, is we are reaching into high schools and colleges to get the perspective from these new emerging leaders so that we're really talking about the profession of senior living leadership in a way that kind of resonates with, kind of away from the stigmas and the stereotypes of this is a profession that every day you make a difference for a loved one or a staff member. And you have a tremendous impact. I often say to people that the real test of a country is, you know, how they treat those that are underserved or underprivileged or frail. I think that is really the moral compass that our country really should be thinking about. And I think you mentioned before, I mean, that silver tsunami is right there at the front door. Many people would say, why did you start this, Doug? I would say we should have started it 5 years ago. One of the things that is clear across the country is that we are definitely needing to make sure that we have people, because you talked about there'll be more people over 80 by the year 2032 than that are under 18. This is one of those kind of demographics in our country that's maturing that is really going to have to pay attention to how we do what we do. And we're going to have to do it differently. And that's why there's a lot of creative new solutions around how do we really take care of people's loved ones.
And Shay, given the time of year right now, somebody might actually be in their car getting ready to be dropped off on their campus for their freshman year. Talk directly to them, if you will, to put these careers in senior care on their radar, maybe if it's something they hadn't even thought of before.
I think it's really just about keeping your eyes open. And one of my biggest things, I was terrified to change my major and terrified to look elsewhere because I had felt like I failed. And that was not the case. If it is, I failed upwards, so I'm okay with that. But I would say just get involved. Take 101 classes that maybe aren't up your alley, but they could turn into something so much more. Be a part of the student organizations. You're not a nerd if you are. They are fun, and they help you make friends, and it helps you find where you're supposed to be, and you will find it, and you will fall in where you're supposed to be, and it is very rewarding once you get there.
And Doug, let's speak directly to another audience now. Maybe somebody's out there listening who works at or maybe even runs some kind of senior care facility, and they're not involved with Vision Center yet. Speak to them and how they can get involved.
Well, what I would tell them is that, one, they can contact me directly at dolson@visioncenter.org. And there's also, the train has left the station. There's lots of room on the train yet. And if people want to get involved, there's a variety of ways to do that, whether that's being involved and connecting with the university themselves, whether it means finding a placement for a student that wants to do an internship in this field. We really, really understand the value proposition of having someone new to the field with lots of different perspectives that really want to make a difference as a valuable asset for any senior living organization, that is, whether it's assisted living, senior housing, skilled nursing, home and community-based services. There's a broad spectrum, and we're going to need all of them. And what I will also tell, you know, the listeners is that it's also a very, very rewarding career that is got a lot of growth opportunities, and it's one of those things that I don't think you will ever look back, just like Shay said earlier.
We'll leave it there. Doug and Shay, thanks for joining us today.
Thank you.
Thank you, Rob.
I've been talking to Doug Olson, President and CEO of Vision Center, a nonprofit organization focused on leadership development for aging services, and Shay Van Eyl, currently pursuing a degree in healthcare administration at UW-Eau Claire. We talked to them about Eau Claire's successful program, training the next generation of senior care professionals. Coming up tomorrow here on Central Time, it's this week's edition of Food Friday. Get ready to can and pickle and preserve your favorite summer and fall produce. Our guest has lots of advice. You could join in with your questions or tell us your favorite things to can for the winter. That and more. It's all coming up tomorrow here on Central Time.